Miller and Condon.
Ken Miller. Trent Condon. This is Miller and Condon on Des Moines Sports Station. 106.3 KXNO.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Miller and Condon on a Thursday. Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Trent Condon and Ken Miller with you for the next couple of hours talking sports with you. Appreciate you tuning in on one of our least listened to days in the every time that we've been together on the, and I don't blame them a bit.
You think so?
Oh, of course, they're going to be listening to Eric and John, and soon they'll be listening to Bobby and Dolph, and that's what I would be doing if I was a Hawkeye fan or a Cyclone fan. To hell with sports talk radio today. I want to see how my squad's preparing as they both get set to take the floor in the next, 27 minutes for Iowa State and about 2.5 hours for Iowa as both teams in conference play back-to-back here this morning. What a beautiful, well, awful outside, but a great day for hoops.
It is. Tomorrow's my favorite day.
Is it? Because of
the sheer volume. Okay. Every good team is playing for the most part, unless they get upset early on.
The buys, you mean?
Yeah.
In the Big Ten, for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. You have that happening. So you're going to get everybody out there playing those quarterfinals or into the semifinals, just so many good games that are happening, the volume, but it's really ramped up today. You know, the funny thing is that Tuesday, we get the AC. Those are some awful games.
And
watching the Big Ten and the Big 12 last night.
But the Big Ten, the Ohio State-Wisconsin game was good at the end, at least.
Well, at the end, but it took
that was awful.
35 minutes to get there.
I mean, Wisconsin was down 27.
Minnesota comes out, holds on for the victory there against Nebraska, but just watching that, watching the ACC just bounce around, these are a lot of bad basketball teams.
You're right. At least it's basketball.
It's right.
At least they get a chance to participate before look they at you, put them away for the year.
Giving away participation trophies over there.
But it's time. I mean, it's on now. Yes. I agree with you. It kind of seems like the preliminary bouts prior to we get into the real fight card. And on we go today. In fact, Baylor and Iowa State about 26 minutes away. We'll see how that one goes. Baylor was a slight favorite when it came out last night. I'm assuming they remain favored in this game.
Yeah, I wanted to take a quick look at that here because I saw the odds when I woke up this morning, and there had already been changes in both Iowa and Iowa State. So let's go here and bring up the Big 12. Currently, we see 4.5. Across the board, Baylor favored, so not a ton of movement in that one. The total up to 136.5, though, in the Iowa State game. That's moved up 2.5 points in that one. So a little bit of a change there. Overall, it stayed Baylor right at that number, which is a little bit bigger than what the Ken Pomeroy number is, where it's a 2-point game there. So I think a lot of people believe, Iowa State beating them back-to-back games.
Right.
That's probably a portion of it. And was that the dead cat bounce from Iowa State? Or is this something real, something tangible that they're going to build upon after Caleb Grill is dismissed and what they did?
They look like a different team, Trent.
They absolutely did. Iowa, on the other hand, opened up as a 2-point favorite. They are now a 4.5-point favorite across the board against the Buckeyes. Another one where the Ken Pomeroy point spread a little bit tighter here. Where are you feeling both of these games?
Oh, I think Iowa advances. I think Iowa State is probably, look, they beat them twice. Iowa State's beaten Baylor twice, but I can see why the number's done what it has. The reaction to the fact that, you know, it was just 5 days ago, for crying out loud, and you have to think that Baylor's going to be a little bit more motivated to come out and play. And George, he had 7 points. He didn't play a lot of that basketball game. You got to expect he's going to do a little bit more damage. Flagler was the story that day. Cryer was, he missed some shots. He missed some a couple of big threes that he had an opportunity. Flagler was not good at the free throw line. Remember, he got fouled on one of those kick fouls. I think he missed them all, which was right. I'm so glad that he did. Anyway, so Iowa State coming up here in 25 minutes, in momentarily. We're going to head down to Kansas City and catch up with our guy, Matt Postens from Heartland College Sports. I was going to say he's courtside getting ready.
Not so much.
So much. Boy, the media is bitching. The Big 12 media that is assembled down in Kansas City for this tournament, used to getting the red carpet rolled out for them, front row, there they are. And it's been like way forever. I get it. It's kind of a, you know, when you're used to sitting somewhere to covering a game and you're right there on courtside, and then all of a sudden you're up in the rafters. I get it. You know what? Nobody feels bad for you. Quit sharing that on Twitter. Nobody's going to come out and say, oh, we still feel so awful that you guys are have to sit up there where we're used to sitting.
Right. Exactly. Right. Nobody's going to be crying.
No.
And in reality, can't you cover the game just as well up there?
I think you can because you can see the flow of the game.
Right.
If you cover an NHL game, that's where everybody is. That's where all the press is. They're right on the roof. And nobody bitches because you can see the plays developing. I don't know.
At Carver, the media is not courtside.
They're not courtside, no.
They're up in a corner.
Yep.
And about halfway up. Mm-hmm. So.
And Pollard, very quickly under his tenure, moved all of the, not all of, most of. I mean, the media had the entire front row opposite the benches for the longest time. And he realizes, it's costing me money.
Right.
And you know what, Jamie Pollard? You did the right thing.
Absolutely.
Sold those seats. Now, there is a little bit of a veil for some underneath the baskets, but not certainly to the extent that it once was. So we will get to Matt Poston's here momentarily. We'll set the scene, take you down to Kansas City, and give you a little taste of what's going on down there. That's our first and only guest. We are going to be joined, I believe, sometime. Paul Parisik's going to join us at 11:35. The Des Moines police are having a, I don't know if you call it a... They're trying to build up the force. If you wanted to join a career opportunity, kind of a career day, if a career in law enforcement is something that you've thought of, there's a couple of career days, career, I don't know what you call them, get-togethers.
Career fair.
Career fair. Thank you, Trent.
I got it.
See, if this would have been yesterday, I would have been stuck.
Right.
A career fair.
Well,
you're
stuck with me for two more days.
Thank you. And then you're gone for the next three.
Yes.
Glad you're here. So Paul's going to join us, shed some light on that.
So just got a call from Chad, who is listening in. We haven't talked. Bill Self, not going to be available for the day. He just talked to a buddy that's in Kansas City, the scuttlebutt down there. And I haven't seen this online. I haven't been on Twitter a ton. Is that it was a heart attack?
No, I didn't go that far. Nobody's reporting that yet.
No, so no reporting. Again, this is just a rumor, but Chad said his buddies that are in Kansas City right now getting ready for Iowa State here in a little bit said that that's at least the rumors from some Kansas fans they were talking at down there.
Well, let me see. ESPN is still referring to it as an illness. Mm-hmm. Self is doing well, is receiving great care at the University of Canada's health system.
See, I saw the illness.
I saw the illness, too.
And then I didn't see it being COVID related. Nope. I thought one way or the other they would have said if it was COVID related. Yep. They didn't. And then all of a sudden Chad calls in with that and I'm like, oh, then the wheels start turning a little bit more, right?
Yeah, the school statement did not disclose the details of the illness, but said Self is recovering. Well, we shall see if it is indeed as what Chad is sharing with us regarding rumors. Then obviously I'd be hard-pressed to believe that Bill Self's going to see any of this tournament other than watching it either in his hospital room or at home. And we certainly hope that it's just nothing more than he's, you know, he got a bad meal somewhere. But we don't know. Clearly some other details will emerge, and maybe Matt Poston's has some information when he joins us here momentarily. I look forward to catching up with Matt Poston's. In fact, he's with us right now. Heartland College Sports is where you can read Matt. He's got the tournament covered in its entirety. Matt, Trent, Ken, thanks for doing this. How are you? And is the crowd starting to fill in at, what do they call it now? T-Mobile? Is it T-Mobile?
T-Mobile Center. Yeah. Crowd's filling in. We got Baylor and Iowa State fans walking the concourse. I've seen some Kansas State fans. They're a little early. They don't play till this evening. But
right.
I'm looking out the window right now, and I got cardinal. I've got purple. I've got blue. I've got white. I got ponchos because it's raining here. So everybody's filling in for this. It's going to be a hell of a day.
No, it's going to be a great day. What are you hearing regarding Bill Self, if anything? We saw the release that he has an undisclosed illness. We just got a call that maybe it's a little bit more serious than that. What are the whispers, or what have you heard being on the ground there at T-Mobile?
Nothing that I could credibly talk about because there is a lot of rumor. There is a lot of stuff floating around out there. So when we get the players after the game, I think it'll be more apparent,
uh-huh.
you know, how they I'm interested to see their emotion in terms of when they talk about Coach Self. If their emotions are okay, then I tend to think it's nothing that serious. If they seem a little more emotional about it, then maybe that's a hint. But I mean, I'll be honest with you, walking around the concourse here, I hear a lot of people talking about it. I hear a lot of people saying a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But for right now, I'm just going to stick to the release and say it's an undisclosed illness.
That's well done.
Some of the stuff is crazy now.
Yep, that's well done. I agree. I think you're doing the prudent decision.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yep. And yeah, it's all speculation and conjecture. The good news, I guess, from a Kansas basketball perspective, well, they've had to be here before. Self has been suspended, and they've had to go that route. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's not a place that the Jayhawks, even this year, haven't been before. So I guess that's a positive way to look at it from a Kansas perspective, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's got experience with this team this year. It's not like Corey Williams last night having to step in as the head coach for the first time for Tech this season. Uh-huh. You know, he knows the players, but he hasn't called the shots this season. At least Norm has done that with these guys for four games. So that makes his job a little bit easier today. But, you know, they're playing West Virginia. Bob Huggins really likes to beat West Virginia. He gets a $50,000 bonus every time he does that he donates to his late mother's cancer fund.
Yeah.
And catching them on a day when Bill Self isn't on the bench and you don't know how the players are going to react to that, it makes that game really interesting.
Well, there's certainly a lot of drama in this tournament, kind of off the floor as well. You've got to, you mentioned the Mark Adams being out. We now have the Self thing to deal with. And this Eddie Lampkin thing at TCU, I'm not sure that it's maybe getting the coverage that it'll get as the tournament goes on. But what do we make of this? There's a lot of, you know, racism being thrown around from Lampkin's camp against Jamie Dixon. Lampkin is not going to be in Kansas City for this tournament. He's in all likelihood, well, he has played his last game as a Frog as he's headed to the transfer portal. What do we know about this, Matt Postens?
Well, Dixon didn't really talk about it yesterday in the short time he was with the media. He said he hadn't seen the post, hadn't spoken to anybody about it, so he really couldn't comment about it. I saw the post last night. Some of it honestly kind of confused me because some of it looks like it's coming from Eddie. Some of it looks like it's coming from his mom, and it was kind of hard to discern which was which. But, you know, when those kinds of accusations get thrown around, especially in this day and age, it becomes a very sensitive topic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not having Eddie here from a basketball standpoint hurts them. The only good news is they've kind of played a few games without Eddie, so they've got a rotation set in their front court. But, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to follow because depending upon how serious this is, depending upon how this impacts the program, it could impact Dixon's future as the head coach. You're right. We've played two games, and we've already had Adams resigning. We've had Lampkin. We've had Self hospitalized. Spartaz AMAC is in the transfer portal. Yep. I mean, this is supposed to be about basketball, people.
Right.
This is like a soap opera all of a sudden.
It really is.
Four games today. It starts in 15 minutes with Iowa State against Baylor. Let's get into the rematch from the game we saw over the weekend. A big surprise to a lot of people. Iowa State without Caleb Brill goes down to Waco and wins that game basically from the jump and dominated Baylor at times in the victory here. They beat him twice. People say it's difficult to beat a team three times in a row. What do you anticipate we're going to see game one here with the Cyclones and the Bears?
Well, I think it's going to be an interesting game because Scott Drew said after the game on Saturday that, you know, the only good thing about what happened on Saturday was that these guys will be highly motivated to play better on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And I think they will. It's, you know, I think with Iowa State right now, it's just if they play defense at an elite level and they get enough scoring, I think they have a good chance to win. How much enough scoring is against Baylor is another matter. I don't think that Keontae George is going to have another average game like he had on Saturday. That was his first game back from the injury. Mm-hmm. He hadn't played all week. I think he's going to have a better game today. I think he's the guy to watch because, you know, the clock is ticking on him. I think we all know he's going to the NBA after this season's over. This is go time. This is the tournament. And I think he's going to be that guy that's going to step up from a freshman standpoint. I kind of like Baylor today, but You know, I think if Iowa State can hold them under 65 points, I think they have a good chance to win.
Yeah, and I'm totally with you on Keyonte George. I mean, he was 1-for-7 from three. He's a better three-point shooter than that. He's one of those guys that you fear. Thamba is going to, you know, muck up the middle as he always does. I was impressed by, obviously, Kalshier had a decent day shooting, but it was Holmes again that was leading the way for Iowa State. Shun coming off the bench. It was a different lineup without Caleb Grill. Have you seen the starting lineup for Iowa State yet, Matt? Has it been announced? And if so, can you share it?
Yeah, it looks the same as it did on Saturday. I think he's committed to having Trey King on the floor. And one thing that Ott said on Saturday, I covered that game, was that he really liked the interior physical presence that King brought to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He said they needed that against Baylor. He said they were going to need that in the Big 12 tournament. I mean, they don't have the really big, you know, wide body inside. King and Jones are about the two closest things you can get to that. And he was really impressed with what King was able to do on Saturday. So it's the same starting lineup today for Iowa State that they had against Baylor on Saturday. Ott seemed to like the tweaks, so they're going to stick with it.
JTT, seeing him out there, I mentioned to Ken on Monday, I almost feel bad for him. You know, he's not physically, obviously, back to the guy that we saw before. What can they get out of him the rest of the season?
I think with him, they've just got to target his minutes. You know, he came out of the gate and he played, I think, a lot better than I expected him to. And then I think he naturally hit that wall that a player in that situation would hit when they haven't played in a year, they haven't had enough time to really ramp up from a conditioning standpoint, a full off season and that kind of thing like the other players on the floor have. I think you got to target his minutes for like 10 to 15 minutes a game. Just give him 4 or 5 minutes where he can just go full out and give you everything he has in the first half and the second half. And I, you know, the great thing about him is if things are working right in the game, he doesn't have to create his own offense. He creates it off rebounds. He creates it off steals and turnovers. He can get you 6-7 points, get you 4 or 5 rebounds a game. I think they'd be happy with that. But, you know, I think 15 minutes a game is about his max right now because he's definitely not in basketball shape yet.
Who did you think was going to be playing on Saturday night for the championship? And with the news that Self, you know, we don't know if he's going to be able to be a part of this tournament at all. Who did you like to play for the championship prior to the Self news and whether it's changed or not?
Well, I had Kansas and Kansas State playing each other in the championship game. I was going for a third Sunflower State game. I think that still could potentially happen. I mean, we don't know what we don't know about Self at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Norm Roberts is a good coach. They've got a really good team. They're probably playing the best of any team coming into this tournament besides probably Texas. And, you know, I could see them going on a run with or without Self. I will say this. If Kansas is going to leave this tournament early, I think it's going to be today against West Virginia. I think it'll be today. I think if they win today, I think they'll make it to the championship game. And then, you know, Kansas State, I think they're going to have a really tough game with TCU tonight because those two teams match up really well with one another. And then, you know, it could be a third matchup with Baylor. It could probably be a matchup with Texas most likely. But I still like Kansas and Kansas State right now. But I think today's the big day for Kansas with no Self on the bench, all the emotion of what's happening, you know, what we know, what we don't know. If they're going to lose, it's going to be today.
Oklahoma State, they beat Texas. Is that enough to punch their ticket, or they have to get to the final, or maybe even win the whole thing?
I believe if they beat Texas today, they can punch their ticket. I think they're in. That's another quad one win for them on a neutral site. That's a quality win against a top 10 team, a team they have not beaten yet. They've lost both games to Texas. So I feel like if they beat Texas today, I feel like they're going to be an at-large team.
We shall see. Matt Postens, you're going to have a busy day covering it all at heartlandsports.com. We certainly appreciate what you do for us. Thanks for this, Matt. I'll catch up with you next week once the brackets are out. We'll spend some time going through that if your schedule allows. thank you, Matt Postens, heartlandcollegesports.com. Okay.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thanks, Matt. Bye-bye. Matt Postens, as we get the latest from Kansas City, the T-Mobile Center.
How about
they
that?
Bought Sprint, right? Is that how? Is that why? It was
yeah, changed? I think so.
I think
that
they did
right,
too.
Yeah.
I think they merged or.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see. I'm looking through Twitter trying to find. It's all rumors. I can't find anybody with. You can't trust blue check marks anymore.
No, no, not at all.
Did you? You know, you would just stop me in my tracks, and nobody just because I got a blue check mark doesn't mean they're right.
No, exactly.
Yeah, I can't see. There's just so much.
So, yeah, I've seen everything from the heart attack one that we heard about. I saw a stroke, all kinds of things. But again, they said an illness. I did find it just odd, though, that they didn't say it is or is not COVID, though.
I thought the same thing, because aren't we kind of programmed at this, at this part of the world?
Because it leads to that kind of speculation. Well, does that mean then we have to go back to tracing? We've seen Northwestern had to shut it down for a week and a half. We've seen that happen this year in college basketball, and that's where my mind went right away. Right or wrong, it's where I went, and I'm going to guess I'm not alone. It led to probably this kind of speculation.
I think when you've seen in the last two or three years, godforsaken years, when you've seen some of these releases come out, it usually stipulates whether it's the illness is not COVID related.
Yes.
You know, there's that little line of the statement. God, we all long for the day that that does no longer part of our world, right? I never did get to the 12 o'clock hour, the BMW of Des Moines guest list.
Oh, we got that hour too?
Yeah, we're going to stay here.
Okay.
You know, my spider sense was tingling last Sunday and into Monday, trying to figure out a way to get out of today. And then when I got up this morning, well, it was up before the snow, but boy, oh boy. Roads were brutal, but it stopped in Des Moines, and likewise in Ankeny. I hope, is it gone for the day?
I hope so.
You've got two games tonight, right?
Yeah, I got to get back, and after the game, figure out what I'm going to do here. Do I stay downtown and just...
What time's your first game?
5:30.
No, make a run for it.
Make a run for it.
Yeah, get home.
Get home.
We'll do something.
Get to a bar.
No, don't watch
the Iowa game. No.
Oh, it made me do that. Yeah. Not day drinking, though. Wouldn't be probably.
Well, maybe a little lunch.
A prudent
right.
decision.
Right. Lunch and a soda is what you're saying is probably
so
a little bit better
for me. If you're downtown, where will Hawkeye fans get together downtown to watch this game? Is there a Hawkeye bar in downtown Des Moines? Well, it's going to be on everywhere.
It is, yeah. I'm trying to think. Well, what's Johnny's, right? I mean, that's the sports bar that I always think of down there. But I haven't hung out downtown in I don't know how long.
I know for me. 1989.
1989. Well, it hasn't been that long.
When I first got here.
I was a legal drinking age then. How different is downtown then as opposed to today?
Oh, you know, is the Spaghetti Works, is it still there?
Oh, yeah.
Good God.
We take the kids there a time or two.
It's unbelievable.
Well, and I go downtown all the time because my son goes to preschool at the Science Center.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm there all the time.
Sure.
It's called the Science Center and not the bars out there.
The place you had to go was, it's changed names so many times, right? Was it 3rd and Court was the, on the, what would it be, the west, northwest side of 3rd and Court? There was a big bar. I don't know. I don't remember what it was called anyways.
Back in the days, you still were doing your disco dancing at that point?
No, it was over by then. Yeah. It was over by then. It was long past by then.
So is that why you don't like the butt rock, the 80s rock, the Motley Crue's of the world? Because they took away your disco love? Yeah,
maybe. I mean, I cut a pretty wide swath back then. Had some fun. Anyways, it's 11:25. We in the 12 o'clock hour, we'll talk to John Bowenkamp. He's in Chicago for the Big Ten tournament. He'll do likewise with Postens, did just for us at the Big 12. John's covering the Big Ten. And then we're going to do a little hockey with Ben Gislason. They finally, the Wild get to return home. They've got a weekend series against, the Manitoba Moose are in town. 6 o'clock puck drop on Saturday, 3 o'clock on Sunday. So we'll talk a little puck just real quick on hockey. Kirill Kaprizov got hurt last night.
He did. I didn't see this.
Yes. They're playing the Jets. Of course, they were crushing the Jets, as they always do. And the Jets have a 6'7" defenseman who has zero coordination. And he fell on top of Kaprizov.
Okay.
And Kaprizov's legs twisted underneath him. And we don't know the extent. But if this is an injury that lasts any amount of time... And see that as, you know, hope against hope. It's not a season ender because then their season is ended if they don't have their best player.
It looked that bad that it could be.
It did. Yeah, he got up and
ACL, something like that.
Yeah, or groin or I don't know what it was, but it was just unfortunate, I think, is the best way to put it, because he's such a talent. He's such a talent, and the Minnesota Wild are playing a lot better. But we're going to talk some hockey with Ben Gislason coming up here at 12:35, 12:40, somewhere in that period of time. Jukebox Saturday night.
Jukebox Saturday night. The caller just called in to say that. Ross Peterson was checking in. Jukebox Saturday night.
Heather Burnside just texted me, so she apparently went there as well. Ross went there. We all went there, and I didn't even know who they were.
Jukebox Saturday.
That's what it was, yeah. It was the place to be.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was crawling with people. I remember that as I tried to acclimate myself to, well, A, the United States, and B, where I lived in Des Moines. Jukebox Saturday night.
Did you live in Altoona?
I bought a house in Altoona.
Okay.
My son's mother and I.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to admit she was my ex-wife, but she's my ex-wife. And then Prairie Meadows closed, and I went to Denver for 3 years when Prairie Meadows closed. And then I came back because my son was born, and came back here and lived in West Des Moines.
Oh, okay.
And
did you live on 8th Street? Is that what you said? In that
no,
area?
off of 8th Street, but I hung out Jimmy's.
Yes, yeah.
Boy, on Friday night, Strength.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. That place was happy. Right after work on Friday nights, that was the go-to spot.
And that was Gilroy's? That's the what it is, I believe, the restaurant over there?
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Gilroy's now. They have a really good breakfast.
Do they really?
Breakfast buffet, which you like.
Yeah.
You never make your way out of the house.
No,
though.
No.
That'd be a good weekend stop for
you.
I
just can't.
When it gets to spring, right? That's when you start banking up for football season again.
But now with Jets just changed there, because I can't leave the little guy behind.
No?
You
can't go have breakfast.
I can't. See, we're going away 2 weeks from tomorrow. We're going to Vegas for my son's. And I'm panicking.
Really?
Like, I've never panicked. I've never had anxiety in my life about anything. Uh-huh. Very few things. Leaving Jet.
What's your guys' game plan?
We've got a place where we're going to take him. It's called Wild Paws.
Oh, okay. So you're going to board him, basically.
He's going to be boarded. And he doesn't like anybody.
Oh, really?
Except Cindy and I.
Oh.
I mean, it's just, I've never felt about anything the way I feel about this little dog. It's just incredible to me how it has changed my life. I think I'm a nicer person because of Jet.
Because of Jet.
And I think it was pretty good before that, but I'm just, yeah. I mean, I tear up thinking about dropping him off and leaving. It's a dog.
I can't go there with you.
I know, and I never could either. I couldn't understand. No. Wait a second, you're putting your dog under your seat and you're putting him on an airplane? What is wrong with you people?
Right.
I'm doing the same thing in June.
That's what's happening with you.
Yes. We're taking him on vacation in June. I can't leave him behind.
That's wild.
He sleeps with us.
You didn't think about asking the Condons if they wanted to have a trial run of the dog?
You wouldn't get along with him.
No?
You wouldn't get along. I mean, he would sit in a corner and he's scared of everybody.
So we're getting a lot of pressure from the kids.
To get a dog.
Get a puppy.
Trent, it's an incredible experience. Now, Cindy and I are empty nesters.
True.
Right? And so we don't have the pulled here, pulled there.
And there's people that say every kid deserves a dog, growing up.
Yeah.
And I had animals, but, you know, I lived in a small town. I had a pet turtle. I had a pet goose. I mean, all kinds of things. We had rabbits.
Did you name the turtle and the goose?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, they weren't around very long. But we had all kinds of things. I had a cat. I'm allergic to cats.
So did you eat the goose when it was?
I'm sure Dad
was it a Canada goose or like a goose?
It was a goose.
Okay.
I don't know what ever happened to that thing. There's a lot of question marks.
Probably in some kind of stew. Shut up and eat it.
Knocked up, and all of a sudden those kittens weren't around anymore. Where'd they go?
Hopefully given away.
Yeah, don't ask questions, right?
No, you don't want to know.
Exactly.
Anyways, we'll talk to Paul Parisek next. There is a career fair. That's what it is. Thank you for that one, Trent.
Yes.
It's 11:30. We'll do a few minutes on that, get into what we've seen last night, how we see these tournaments coming up, as you haven't opined on that. We'll pick your brain on that before noon. Then John Bowenkamp, he's in Chicago. We'll speak with John. And then Ben Gislason, the Wild. And there's a post-game concert on Saturday night.
Oh, nice.
Following the hockey game. So fingers crossed on Kaprizov, because if he's gone, there go the Wild's chances. Miller and Condon underway on a Thursday. So is Iowa State. What channel are they? Oh, it's right here. I got it on.
You got it on the Deuce.
Yeah, they're just talking before they send it to the T-Mobile. We'll keep you updated on that score. We will set the stage in Chicago. It's Des Moines Sports Station 106.3.
800 bets off.
I shot the sheriff.
Wait, you didn't like
that's
the song?
That's the best you can come up with.
I shot the sheriff.
Well, here to tell us more about those cabinets. No, Officer Paul Parise at Career Fair going on. A couple of places for those of you listening in Waterloo, and we know that you do. Mm-hmm. On the Ankeny campus at DMAC, there's a career fair today. The Criminal Justice Career Fair is going on. Hello, Officer Parise. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well. How do you like those kitchen cabinets?
I love those kitchen cabinets. The soft close thing, you know, where I can't slam them if I try.
Okay, what are those? Kid. Yeah, we got those too. That's a good thing. It's a good thing.
I got my cabinets also through No Pros.
Did you?
Yeah,
really?
Jimmy and Joey, great people. Oh, absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. Well, Paul, good to talk to you. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say they did really good work, and they did it really quickly, too. I mean, I didn't have to give up our kitchen for too long.
Mm-hmm. Are you the cook? I see a lot of stuff that you prepare. Are you the cook in the family?
Probably about 90% of the time. Yeah. I like it.
Ditto.
Not because I'm better. I just like it.
Yeah, ditto. I like doing it, too. Anyways, so, Paul, let's talk about this career fair that's going on. A couple of places here today. Why don't you fill us in and give us a little the 411, some of the details.
Yeah, so this is kind of a big thing. They do this every year, and it's hosted by the DMAC Criminal Justice Club. So we're at the DMAC site. But like you mentioned, there's also one going on at Hawkeye Community College, and we're up there. But this is probably most easily accessible for most of your listeners. But we'll be here until 3 o'clock, and I'll tell you, it's a smorgasbord of law enforcement. Anything you want to know about getting a career in law enforcement, whether it's probation, parole, municipal police departments, county sheriffs, they're all here today. So obviously, I'm going to push you towards the varsity team. We're right on the edge of the corner there. If you walk in the door, hang a left, we're here. But one of the things that we're really seeing out here is there are a lot of good-looking kids that seem to be really community-minded out here asking questions about the job. And I'll tell you something else that we just noticed. We were looking around, and we've always been kind of proud of the pay and benefits that we have at the police department. You know, we're going to start out at $75,000 if you're green.
Wow.
If you're an experienced officer, you're going to start out about $82,000. I was just talking to the recruiter from Kansas City, and they'll walk you in the door at $50,000 a year.
Wow. So, is that right? Wow. That's a difference.
Yes. I mean, yeah, when you really look out at what's going on around us and look at the pay and benefits and the things that will help you have, you know, not only a good career, but great time outside of work, you know, support that lifestyle you want to have, whether you're young and you want to travel or you're starting a family and you need a home. The pay and the benefits here really stand out head and shoulders above the rest of it. And then the opportunities within our organization. Now, we want you to have a long career. We want you to, you know, stay healthy and well and suck the pension for all it's worth when it's over. But we also give you an opportunity to have a pretty wide career. There's a lot of great opportunities here. So we got three of our folks out here answering all the questions and encourage anybody who's interested in looking for a job, even if it's not the one you went to school for, come on up here and take a look around.
So, Sergeant Parisek, help me out with this. You get there today, you're accepted. So, from the time today through the academy until you're actually sworn in, what's that time period?
So, our application process that's open right now closes March 31st. So, after March 31st, that's when the testing process will begin. And you have a written test, physical agility test. We'll do your background, and that really takes a long time because we dig deep into your background there. But you're looking at starting the academy probably September 25th. So the process will take about that long, and then once you hit the academy at September 25th, it's 24 weeks. Unless you're a certified officer, and it's half the time.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Interesting. So you mentioned, obviously, what you guys do, being a police officer, but there's a lot of other things that people can do in law enforcement for people that maybe don't want to be right in the line of duty but want to have something adjacent. What other careers that you could point people in the direction of, other places that they could go that they'd be interested in having a career inside of law enforcement?
I'm getting poked in the arm right now by one of those guys. My neighbor, James Smith, works with Juvenile Corrections for Polk County. He's a lot of people might recognize his name, former defensive back for the Iowa State Cyclones.
How about that?
He's up here. So the Polk County Juvenile Services are up here. We've got Iowa State University Public Safety here. I'm looking at the TSA. I mean, there's a lot of different options. The Iowa Law Enforcement Academy is here to answer questions about what they have to offer out there, not only is their curriculum, but also employment opportunities with them. So there's a lot of different things happening out here.
Is there a
Adventureland's here, Target's here. So, I mean, if you're looking to stay in the private sector, there's some opportunities here for you also.
Is there a minimum age, Paul, before you can be accepted?
Well, state law says 18. We say 21.
Okay.
So, you know, variety of reasons for that. But we will take it at 21 years old. And there is no high age limit, but you do want to be conscientious about the pension system if you're coming in it later in life. But you know, 22 years and you can go. So,
all right, your job, communication director. You've been on the radio for a long time. You like talking. We've had some conversations before, Paul. You enjoy conversing. My buddy Steeler Jim, he was over in West Des Moines for a long time. That communication director position, was it something you had your eye on for a long time? Was it something that you said, you know, down the road, I'd like to have that job?
No way. This was not even on my radar. I learned really fast. I think it was on Chief Winger's for a while. So he and I have been friends for many, many years. And he brought me in off the street in 2013 to work in the headquarters unit with him when he was a major. When he got appointed to the chief of police, he came to me and he's like, man, have I got a deal for you? And I learned a long time ago, if he says, have I got a deal for you, you might want to run.
Yeah.
So it'll be 8 years in July. But, you know, I was, like most PIOs, I was just talking to my buddy Corey, who's the Ankeny PIO, about what it was like when he first started. You're kind of scared of the job because it's not what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're used to talking to people, obviously, but being put in that spotlight with the load on your shoulders that you're representing all the men and women that work for you, it can be a little frightening at first. But probably about 5 years ago, I felt like I was starting to get my legs under me. So I'm a work in progress still.
You're a credit to the community. You do a great job for all of us here in Central Iowa. Sergeant Parizic, thank you. Best of luck. Hopefully a lot of people take advantage of this career opportunity. I had no idea that the pay is as high as it is right off the jump, and especially when you compare it to the big city to the south of us here. That's a great starting salary, no doubt about that. Officer Parizic, good to hear from you. Appreciate it, Sergeant. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the time, guys.
Yep.
Take care.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Sergeant Paul Parizic from the Des Moines Police Force. Again, the career fair is going on today. A couple of opportunities closest to us here in Central Iowa. Ankeny campus at DMAC. It goes until 3 o'clock. Hawkeye Community College out in Waterloo today from 10. Well, they only got an hour and 15 minutes left for that one. But if you're looking for a career in law enforcement, point in that direction. He mentioned the pension plan. So my brother joined when he was 18 in Winnipeg. He is 5 years younger than me. My brother has been retired for 12 years with a full pension. Good for him.
Yes.
Good for him.
What do you liked it?
Oh, I loved it. I was accepted.
I know you were.
I was accepted to the police force. And that very next day, I was offered the job as the race caller at the track.
But think of the career that you had, the things that you've got to do that you probably wouldn't have done.
No, I totally agree. I wouldn't have been in the United States.
Right.
There's no way. I mean, it just wouldn't have happened. No, I did the right thing. Yeah. I did the right thing. Now
you, my brother, you look at retirement.
Have to go to work.
Yeah.
So there's plus and minuses, but there's, you know.
Anyways. You wouldn't have saw the Broncos in a Super Bowl.
No, absolutely not.
You would have had your season tickets for the Jets.
Yeah, that's all I would have listened to on the radio all day long was Jet Talk.
And over, when they were gone, what would you have done?
That would have been brutal.
How long was it? It was 14 years?
15.
15 years the Jets were gone.
2096 to 2011.
Good God.
And that's all they have up there. It was like if Nebraska moved from Lincoln.
Right.
No, they're going to be leaving for 15 years. Yep. But they'll come back. Can you imagine what those folks would do in Lincoln?
No.
That's all they have. That's all that they have in Winnipeg. Other than a god-awful weather, climate. Anyways.
June's nice.
July's not bad either, but then August is liffy, and September you're putting up your snow fence and your snow tires on your car and winterizing it and bracing yourself for what's coming. We will come back, finish up hour number one. What have we got? Iowa State Baylor. Iowa State had jumped out to the lead. There's no score bug on the TV as we speak.
I think
until
it's a
right
one-point
now,
game.
Ooh, Baylor's come back. 14-13, 13 minutes left. So a close one off the bat as they get started in Kansas City.
You got me by about 10 seconds over there on your TV.
Is that right? I'm 10 seconds faster?
Yeah, I got the stream over here. So
that's so weird, right? Because it's like this. It's like our house. If I go downstairs, I'm 30 seconds ahead of what's going on upstairs. Why is that?
the delay in satellite, and this is streaming as opposed to satellite. That's one thing that they need to fix, too, as it pertains to live betting.
Oh, my God, yes.
The lag is, with DirecTV, it's, you know, a good 10, 15 seconds. Well, but if you're streaming something, like when we were watching Amazon Prime for Thursday Night Football,
right.
It was 45 seconds to a minute behind.
It's crazy.
You can't do that.
Yeah, no question. All right, we'll take our time out, come back, finish up the hours to Miller and Condon on Des Moines Sports Station 106.3.
Year coming up.
I should have known better with a girl like you. All right, Miller and Condon, deep into the bump vault today.
We're going a little different today.
You certainly are.
You were not liking the Eric Clapton I shot the Claret.
Not sure. The police are on, for God's sakes.
Oh, Paul got a kick out of it.
I'm sure he did.
He's not a sheriff anyway. It's all good.
No, he's a sergeant.
He's not like my buddy Adam Afonte, the Dallas County Sheriff.
Is he really?
He is. Good man. Listens to our program often.
Just moved way up in my book.
A Claxton winner of the past.
Is he really?
Yes.
Good stuff. Iowa State is up by 4, and they have the basketball. There's 9 minutes and change left. Iowa State is up by 6. There's 9 minutes and change left, and TJ's already going to the bench. Ward, Coons, Shoon, and Eli King are all in the game, and you know who's giving them a boost? Big game. What do they call him? Big energy Rob. Robert Jones off to a really good start. Good for him. Threw out a really nice pass, set up, found King wide open underneath the hoop.
Re-engaged, and Robert Jones, now a starter.
And he's got another year.
Oh, boy.
He's got another year. If he wants to come back, the talk was him and Grill both had another year. And, of course, we know Grill is not going to be. He might play basketball for another year, but it won't be in Ames. But Robert Jones has a chance to come back if he wants. Why wouldn't you want him? I mean, I don't see TJ.
He's a backup center. He's
exactly right.
You roll the dice.
Yep.
And
he's 18 minutes a game.
Yes. If it turns out where you hit it big in the portal, and what's the relationship like? Hey, we're going to help you find another place, but we're full.
Yep.
You can go that direction, too. Now, that's, I'm sure, a difficult conversation. Now, this is such a weird era of college basketball.
It really is.
And it's seemingly coming to an end. But I was talking to a couple of people on the scouting side yesterday at the state basketball tournament, and they said, there was a kid, and I can't remember offhand who it was, but I'm like, oh, it's the big kid, the Pfeiffer kid from Waukee that broke the backboard. I'm sure you probably saw that highlight a few weeks back.
Yes, I didn't know who it was.
So he's 6'9". He moves well. He's, you know, a center, maybe a power forward at the D1 level. I'm not talking Big 10, Big 12, but you know, at the mid-major level, he said, here's the problem. There's so many guys that are continuing on their careers that guys like a Vance Pfeiffer, that would be a D1 kid. Those offers aren't coming right now because those programs are looking inside the portal and finding different guys. And because of that, that trickle-down effect that is happening, there's not as many guys that are at the high school level now getting scholarship offers.
I never would have thought about that, but it's legit.
There's always those unintended consequences that you talk about. So a guy like that either makes a decision. All right, you can go to prep school for a year, reclassify and go that route. Do you go to junior college? If you're a full qualifier, you only have to play a year. If an offer comes and you're able to go down there, you know, go D2 and go play with a bunch of people that go down to Truman State now and play for Jeff Warner down there. But those are the opportunities in front of those guys. Yes, this is great for the college guys and going through it and getting their fifth and sixth years and sometimes even seventh years, as we've seen. But for the high school kid, the kid that would be a D1 player, the offers just aren't there right now. And that's kind of the disappointing trickle-down effect that happens.
Mm. Well, our number two, we'll head to Chicago. We'll start it off there with our friend John Bowenkamp. He will join us to kick off the hour as we go into the break. We're a few seconds away from the under-8 timeout. Kalscher hits a big 3 to put Iowa State back up by 6. Kalscher's off to a good start in the basketball game. I believe he's got 8 so far. He does have 8 so far in the game. Hour number 2 coming up next. Miller and Condon. We're on Des Moines Sports Station 106.3 KXNO.